We gave you some sad and unfortunate news this morning as we came on the air, as we learned that Carl Levin, the longest-serving United States Senator in Michigan's history, former chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, has died at the age of 87. The announcement from the Levin Center at Wayne State University Law School, where Carl Levin was chairman and a distinguished legislator in residence. And the word we'd heard was that Senator Levin had been receiving treatment for lung cancer. Cause of death was not established, but one would tie all that together with the lung cancer. A man who knew, worked with, for, and all around United States Senator Carl Levin, though he's in another job now, and it's a big one, as the president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Dan Lepp had a lot of time in the political world, and he's on the other end of our line right now because United States Senator Carl Levin was a dear friend. Dan, good morning. We were sorry to hear of and have to announce the passing of Senator Carl Levin.
Paul W., how are you this morning? And looking forward to seeing you on Monday.
Thank you for your support from the beginning.
On a nicer note. But, you know, Carl Levin, Senator Levin, was just a prince of a person. He knew him. I knew Carl when I was a youngster in my teens, when he was on the city council in Detroit. And when you think about Carl Levin, it's not necessarily about his politics, because, you know, there are some folks that would view Carl as a little bit too liberal for their own taste. I never quite viewed it that way. But when you look at who he, you know, sort of who he worked with, and the mirror that I see of Carl Levin, Paul, is John McCain. And they worked together on the Armed Services Committee for a long time. And they were just really good people. And they were good politicians. They were trusted people. You trusted them. And you could only wish that things were that way more so than they are. And you know, it's sad that Carl passed, but he had a great life, served Michigan greatly.
Well, he sure did, and I probably was one of those people you were referring to. I didn't always agree with his politics, but we learned, as did Senator Levin with virtually everyone, we learned to disagree without being disagreeable. This is a guy who had decorum. He was never rude. He never tried to put someone down or trap them. He was a gentleman's gentleman, to me, it seemed.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and he was. And it's interesting, Paul, I go back in my own life. I wrote my master's thesis in 1982 on Carl Levin's first election when he beat Bob Griffin. And, you know, from there he served with distinction. And I think part of it is, you know, do we decide that our politicians, if they're good people and you trust their judgment, you let them go ahead and do what they do, and then you can decide every time they're up for re-election whether you're going to re-elect them or not. And I think Carl was a great example of that. There were so many people, you would talk to people, Paul, that totally, to your point, disagreed with his politics, but thought he was a reasonable person and honest. And, you know, honesty is a great spot, a politician. And Carl was just a great guy. And, you know, till the last time I saw him, he just is a terrific person, terrific human being. And we were very lucky to have him.
Oh, I agree with you, not 100%, but 1,000%. And to that point, too, Senator Carl Levin was never about being rude, calling people names, any of that stuff. But don't think for a moment he wasn't tough. He was tough. He was informed and on point. And as we've said before, and I'll say again and again, showing how you can maintain respect and integrity and be very tough in his mind, protecting consumers and taxpayers. And in all of his years, not one controversy comes to mind. And
No, not at all. You're right. He was all about being a senator for the people of Michigan. And like I said, we're fortunate to have had him. And, you know, Carl lived an interesting life. I mean, he was the president of the city council long ago. People even forget that, but he was. And great family. His brother Sandy, who was a congressman for a long time. We're just, you know, we're fortunate. And, you know, it's a loss. You feel, no matter when it happens, Paul, and
right.
You've gone through it, I've gone through it, that as you get older, you know, losses are never easy. But you also respect the life of somebody like Carl Evans. So I feel very fortunate to have known him and known him pretty well. And, you know, Michigan was, like I said, well served.
Well put. Thanks for the tribute from your own personal experience. Dan Lepp, president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And as you opened up with, yes, we'll see each other Monday on a happier note. And I thank you and all the hardworking men and women of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan for helping the now 55,000 children every year by being a part of what will now be the 18th Paul W. Smith Golf Classic, raising over $7.2 million net dollars for charity since the beginning. And Dan Lepp, you and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan have been there with us from the beginning. We cannot thank you enough.
Thanks, Paul W. We'll see you on Monday.